Yes, indeed. There's great concerns in my local area. We're a farming area, and the amount of uncertainty is unbelievable. People are really, really worried with what's coming when you see the direction the British government has taken agriculture for one, with American, South American beef coming in. They have people like the Institute for Economic Affairs at the Tory party conference there recently who are advocating for beef from them countries to be imported.
And obviously there are so many jobs as well linked either directly or indirectly to the agricultural sector in the Greater Fermanagh area. That has to be a huge cause of concern for a number of families.
Yeah, well, right across the north, there's something like 100,000 jobs involved in agricultural industry, and really, really concerned at the minute with Brexit, because it's there doesn't seem to be any outcome or anything that's going to be good coming out of it, because we have had our Brexit committee set up in council. Indeed, it was myself that proposed it, and we have set it up. We had our first full meeting last night, and we had the border communities against Brexit in, and some of the stuff that is coming down the line at us is really scary stuff now, and we could be end up just a complete wasteland in the north, and especially in the border counties.
There are significant fears that that could happen, and equally so there must be huge levels of frustration as regards the input into any future Brexit scenarios or outcomes that the local councils would have.
Yeah, well, there's all sorts of problems, like the poultry industry in the north is a big one, and a lot of the waste from the poultry industry is exported across the border to the south, and in a hard Brexit, EU countries do not import waste. So almost right away, the poultry section of the farming community in the north are almost devastated if that waste can't be transferred across the border.
And that's it from the Farm Desk. A very good evening.